you feel like you want to hold it, that's fine too, you know.
He told the story so many times, I think he believes it himself, that he gave up his independence on Independence Day in leap year.
Oh!
Which is true.
Yeah. But he gave it up to his independence to what? What'd you do when you gave up your independence?
Start fishing. Fishing and camping.
Good. Oh, good. I don't think it's been unhappy for you though. Yeah. It doesn't look like it.
We'll have 62 rounding up on the 4th of July this year.
Wow, and you were married on the 4th. Oh, interesting. Did you have a big wedding?
No. Nobody could afford it.
Oh.
We went to Weezer. That was the cheapest place to go.
But that's real interesting.
Yeah. Uh-huh. My grand
I don't know what you want to say. I'd have an extra test or something.
Oh.
Immigrant in Idaho, you
didn't. Oh, you need an extra test.
We didn't need the extra test in Idaho, uh-huh. So $5 was $5.
Oh, is that right? You just went over there and could you be married the same day?
Too? Oh, yes.
You didn't have to wait.
He had arranged it.
Oh.
He was on a stock truck at that time. Hauling cattle, mm-hmm. Buying and hauling cattle. So he made arrangements when he was over there. It was a hot day.
I'll bet.
In Weezer.
Before the dude died, July.
Yeah.
In Weezer, the hottest place in the country.
Right. Did you take a group with you?
No, just friends of ours who were married later on in the summer, and there were six couples of us ran around together, and this was one of the couples that went with us.
Oh.
And I had a Buick coupe, new Buick coupe. I had been working bookkeeping job, and it was called a business coupe, I think, at that time. It's a 38. Well, it wasn't new, really. But had enough room behind the seat that it could put in a bench seat back there for this couple to sit. Four of us in this cramped space on a hot day. It was pretty uncomfortable.
Oh, dear.
Twenty-three years.
I don't know what you wanted to say.
23 years. July. Mm-hmm. May 4th. Marriage.
62 years.
Well, 62 years.
Yeah,
were you 23 when you got married?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And so you've been happy, it looks like. Oh, okay.
Oh, we had a lot of fun.
That's good.
Fishing and hunting and camping and
some of the things you both enjoyed.
Yes.
That's good.
We had horses. Each had a horse when we were first married.
Mm.
And we would ride up into the hills, ride up Ladd Canyon and go fishing up Ladd Creek.
Mm. Yeah.
That sort of thing.
That's before there was a road, right? wasn't it? Oh, was there a little road?
It was a little bit of a road.
Didn't do a bit.
But nobody had any money, so we made our own entertainment. We took him. When he got out of the service, well, he was gone. He volunteered in 41, wasn't it? 41, 42.
43.
43, okay. He wanted to get in the railroad battalion because he was railroading at the time. He started railroading not too long after we were married. And he wanted to be in a railroad battalion. So he volunteered to get where he wanted to be. But when he was discharged...
741.
When he was discharged, he had just hurt his back before he was discharged. Well, it was right after he was discharged. He was going to put in new clothesline poles for me and put some concrete blocks in the bottom of the hole to stabilize it. He hurt his back and couldn't go to work for 6 weeks. But we didn't have any money coming in. I don't know how we scrounged up enough to go over to Ordnance Depot. There was an auction over there of military things. We bought 48 mummy sleeping bags for $3 a piece with the idea of selling them, which we did. And he bought a, was called a duck, D-U-K-W, which a boat would go on. Which was literally a boat body, but it also had wheels on, so it would go on land or water. Bought that. Paid $375 for that, sold.
$325.
Okay, sold it for $650.
Oh, really?
So we lived on that pretty good. Tried to get rid of all these sleeping bags, but we kept four for us. Because by that time we had two little ones. And kept four for us and gave some to relatives, you know, and friends. But that's what got us by until he could go back to work. But it was still fun.
It was still fun.
Yeah.
Right. Good. Well, you might tell me again about your swimming hole and where you lived and stuff. That was interesting, and I'd like to have it on the tape so I have it correct.
Okay.
Correctly. Okay.
When I was in, it was before my early teens, I'm sure, that we started doing. Oh yes. No one had any money. The kids from Island City and LeGrand somehow would be able to come out to the swimming hole. I can't think of the name of that lane. Pierce Lane, yeah. There was a swimming hole just as you crossed the bridge. And kids couldn't afford to pay the fee in town, so they'd come out there, and a whole bunch of us would meet out there a couple times a week. And my brother and I would ride our pony. We lived a mile and a half from there. And the hole was directly below a sheer bluff, which is probably 10 foot high. And it made a perfect diving board. And you just didn't swim unless you dived. So I happened to be the first one in this summer. It had been a deep hole the summer before, but we'd had high water, and it apparently had sifted in. I dived deep, and it wasn't deep, and I hit my head, landed on my head. And I'd read where you saw stars, can see stars, and I saw the stars and thought I never was going to come back up. Of course, I wasn't down there that long or I wouldn't be here now. But 2 weeks later, my jaws locked on me from that spill. And through the years, I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of chiropractic treatments that caused severe headaches, just violent headaches. Not migraine, they were just from my neck, which had a kink put in it. But over the years, I've gradually outgrown it. I haven't been bothered for several years anymore. But it was a favorite spot for a lot of kids in the summer.
Had good times there.
Yes.
Until you hurt yourself.
Yes.
It's too bad.
I went through the eighth grades at Island City and picked up a four or five kids along the way to take into school, into high school then.
And so you drove in?
I drove in,
yes.
My folks had a car, the others didn't have transportation, so I picked up four or five others. And in those days, everybody didn't have their own car.
Sure.
But we still had fun. Everyone was poor and we didn't know it.
That was okay then, wasn't it?
Yes.
No. Now, did you go to school in La Grande?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh.
The Twin Falls, Idaho, and well, Twin Falls.
Mm-hmm. You went some to Arvada, didn't you?
Yeah. Arvada.
Colorado. Oh, it wasn't in Nevada. It's called. It's the name of the town.
Arvada.
Arvada.
Oh, Colorado.
Oh, okay. Arvada, Colorado. Okay.
So, what, a suburb of Denver? Denver?
Hmm.
Suburb of Denver?
No.
Just a.
Well, yeah.
Close little town.
Well, you came to La Grande then after you graduated? You came here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. His folks moved here.
Oh, mm-hmm. And you met Anita, right?
The 38. Mm-hmm. 38. Mm-hmm. And the Joaquin. The 40 and 41, 40 at the railroad.
Oh, you got a job there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what did you do?
A brakeman.
Okay.
And switchman.
Okay, a switchman, okay.
And yard master.
Ooh. Okay.
And a conductor.
Oh, wow. Okay. So as a switchman, you would turn the switches for the trains, right? And as yard master, you were in charge of all of that whole yard, okay, where the trains went. Okay. How did you give them instructions? Did you write them out or did you tell them over a walkie-talkie or something?
Well...
Whatever.
Yes.
Anyway, they knew what to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you did write out...
numbers
on cars, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, they knew which cars to switch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a name for that, and I don't know what it is.
20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
20 years.
20 years. You did that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The yard master.
You were the yard master. Okay.
Yard master.
Uh-huh. You were.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And 69. And the conductor.
Okay. Okay.
In 1969.
1969. Okay. Well, I know what a conductor does on a passenger train, but what does a conductor do on freight train? What do you do? You don't walk up and down and get tickets.
Well, conductor and the engineer and the
Didn't you as a conductor determine where they set out cars and where they took some more on along the route? And he went both directions, east and west.
So you would tell the engineer. I mean, it's where you would stop to get stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see. Okay. And as a brakeman, what did you do?
The 40 5 46 45 or so.
What did you do?
And the warden and
he was on a passenger for a short time.
Mm. Okay.
Not at all. As a brakeman for a while. And you flip the switches along the line.
Yeah.
You know, oh, okay. Kind of check the cars and check.
Yeah.
Okay. But then he eliminated brakeman too.
That's what I understand.
I guess the switches are automatic or something like that.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you enjoyed being a railroader.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good. But you...
37 years.
37 years, that's a long time. But you were home, and if he was on the road, then you were home alone a lot.
With the kids,
yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. I quit my job 6 months after we got married. Just give me long enough time to break in a new girl. And I didn't work until the kids were in college.
Mm-hmm.
So, like he said, that I literally raised him because he was working nights as yard master.
Oh, uh-huh.
Maybe days go by that he wouldn't even see
afternoon.
An afternoon. So
you 11.
Mm-hmm. That's a hardship.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hard to be
days awake. Go by that he wouldn't
hardship.
See him.
Mm-hmm. 20 years.
20 years. That's a long time. Mm-hmm. Now you had two, I know you told me before, but you had two girls.
Yeah.
Okay. And their names were?
Janice and Jean. Janice Kearns and Jean Conklin.
Okay.
And they each had, Jean had two girls and Janice had two boys.
Mm. Okay. So you've enjoyed their grandchildren too, I'm sure. Did they live close around here?
Haynes. West of Haynes on the ranch,
okay.
With Janice, and in Hermiston, Jean.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. They're close enough to see them quite often. Now, can you remember some things that happened in school? That, you know, incidences, like you told me one in your childhood, but is there things that happened that you did in school or that you enjoyed in school? And
Fire.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
When I was, that wasn't something I enjoyed.
Oh, okay.
My junior year, an arsonist burned down the school. You probably were you from here?
No, we didn't live here.
And we, in the wintertime, the whole school year, we went all over that part of town to school in lodge buildings, in whatever they could come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And in the wintertime, walking down the hill down to what was used to be the, what was called the Honan Hall. I think it's been, I think that's where the Baptist Church is now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, going down that hill, it'd get icy, and the boys would pelt the girls with snowballs, and it was wasn't too much fun.
No.
But we still learned, and we had a certain amount of fun with it anyway.
She went all over town to classes, basically.
Well, not all over town, we were scattered around quite a little bit. Mm-hmm. And they allowed us, as I remember, it was 15 minutes between classes. But it was a sad day.
How long did that last? A couple of years?
One whole year.
1 year. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then the high school they rebuilt or built was the one that mm-hmm. still up.
Yeah.
Well, they tore it down eventually, yeah. But it was a brick one. It was there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One I went to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what else is exciting?
How did you meet, since you didn't go to high school?
440.
Don't remember?
A dance,
okay.
He had been driving a stock truck, and so he was involved with the Thursday sales out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed some office help a couple times during the sale. And I subbed out there. And mm-hmm. he saw me first out there. So we met at the Zuber Hall, the old dance hall mm-hmm. there. And he said something about working out there. Didn't I work out there or something like that? Anyway, didn't take very long. We were 6 months later, we were married.
Oh, is that right?
He was a fast worker.
You turned a charm on, huh? I know what you wanted.
I had taken the civil service exam prior to this, and it was, I guess, 2 years before I heard it.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah. And
Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Well, I didn't take it there, but I was was offered a job in Washington, D.C.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Just about the time that we met.
Mm-hmm.
And I just bought this new Buick car. And being wintertime, December, when I received this notice that I would have this job, could have this job. I couldn't go without my car. I didn't want to, and I didn't want to drive across the country in the winter time. And he didn't want me to go.
So
he talked me out of it.
It's a good thing. So never were sorry, I'll bet. No, I made the right decision.
Sixty-two years,
right. Okay, 62.
62.
That's a long time. That's wonderful. Now, you told me that you like to fish, and there's several things you like to do and do together, so.
Hunting.
Hunting okay. Pheasants.
Okay.
And chuckers.
Okay.
And salmon fishing.
Okay.
And trout fishing all over. We fished Montana, Canada, and Oregon, and just Washington, and everywhere,
lots of places.
Okay. And, camps. Loved camping. Okay. We'd go camping every weekend when he was a yard master, and he got off Friday night and didn't have to go back until Sunday afternoon. I'd have everything ready to go, and we'd take off when he got home at midnight.
Mm.
The girls were small.
Uh-huh.
And that they'd soon go to sleep on the road.
Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night. 6 days a week.
6 days a week? Mm-hmm. Oh.
6 days mm-hmm. a week.
So this is the way you had time to be together then. Did you camp in a tent?
Or the first year, I guess it was, we never had a tent. But he had built a utility trailer to haul our camp stove and our bedding and so on, our bed rolls, our mummy bags and everything, our grub box. And we loaded that in there, and he would buy a bale of straw, and when we reached our camp location, he'd break that straw out. That was our mattress, our mummy bags.
Uh-huh.
We never once got rained on.
Exactly.
All the time. So then we finally decided we could afford a trailer, and we bought a small trailer house. And the first night out, we were over at Unity Reservoir. It just poured buckets. Here we were sitting inside watching those poor people put their tents up in the mud.
So glad you had that. Yeah.
Yeah. Then we went from that to
15 foot.
15 foot. Yeah. There were four of you in there.
Yeah.
Not much room, but
two of them were little.
Uh-huh.
But, then we went to a camper and then a motorhome.
Mm.
We had to give it all up.
Everything you had to quit. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
That's right. But you had. Think of the good times. That's what we have to think of. You said you told me before where you went salmon fishing from.
Port Angeles.
Yeah. Okay.
We fished right in the middle of the straits, in the shipping lane.
Really?
It's 17 miles across there.
It's rough.
Can be. We were fishing with some friends of ours, two other boats. Mm. We got caught in a fog bank, a real bad one.
Mm.
And we started back we were the only ones that had a compass. And the others just hung right on our tail, and he took a compass reading and headed for the certain point and came right on it. The Port Angeles harbor is long, about 6 miles long, maybe 2 miles wide, mile and a half, 2 miles wide. We came from the center of the straits over here along the shoreline, got inside the harbor, and he called his compass a liar. And we started to turn around and go back. He just knew he was going wrong. Well, the ferry dock was over here, and the ferry was just coming out. If that ferry hadn't been coming out, we'd have gone clear on out.
Clear back out and maybe not come back.
Couldn't see where we were.
It was that
old. Had the windshield, we had split windshield, and we had the windshield open, and I had my head out trying so we wouldn't hit somebody else or something.
So that's a real scary trip.
It was,
uh-huh.
Yeah. One other time we didn't go out of the harbor because it was so foggy.
Mm.
And again, we were both looking from side to side. And all of a sudden here loomed a huge orange looking, it was orange looking. Whatever color it was. But it was a submarine.
Oh.
And here were three or four sailors sitting on the hull.
Oh my gosh!
It just loomed up.
Red.
Was it red? Well, it don't make a difference.
Orange.
But it just loomed up just right now.
Oh my gosh. So that was that was scary, yeah.
Yeah, a few scary times.
Sounds like it, but fun.
Oh yes.
Did the girls go with you fishing?
Mm-hmm. No.
No, that was not ever.
Not salmon fishing, mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
By that time they were grown.
Mm-hmm.
Now we started our salmon fishing.
Oops. I'm wondering if it's not going. I think it by time. No, there it goes. Is it still going? Yep. I'm awful worried about that thing. Don't want to lose it. All the wonderful things we had. Okay, you told me that your violin, that you played the violin,
yes.
And some of the things about that, and that was real interesting.
I started taking lessons when I was 9 years old. We lived 3.5 miles east of Island City on the Cove Road. And I would ride my pony with a violin tied onto the saddle, clear into Le Grand, to my teacher's house on the corner of 4th and N.
My goodness.
And take my lesson and ride back out. And I took lessons all through high school. And then I quit, but I played in the high school orchestra all the time. Then I just didn't have any more interest in playing anywhere and quit playing. Well, then they started the Grand Ronde Symphony. It wasn't called the Grand Ronde Symphony then. I forgot what it was called to begin with. And the second year, somebody persuaded me to join. I thought, oh, I've been away from us so long, I can't. But that was 25 years later.
Mm-hmm.
But I did, and I played for 29 years.
Wow, that's wonderful. You really enjoyed being back.
Uh-huh. Then we started going to Yuma, and I couldn't be down there 5 months and miss all the practices and come back and play in the concert with the two or three practices. So that ended that. Mm-hmm. And so I, for another 23, 4, 5 years, I didn't touch it again.
You didn't play down in Yuma?
No, I did. I intended to. I found out that there was a chamber group.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it was a chamber group until I got there. And when I realized it, that's all they were playing, I was not interested.
Oh.
I don't like chamber music. So I didn't play. And for lack of some music, I bought a keyboard.
Mm.
I have no piano background whatsoever. With a violin, you only read one note. You don't need to know anything about chords, which you do for a piano.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a struggle for me.
To learn both hands and,
well,
and
with
chords.
This keyboard, I do the one finger thing on the keyboard for the chords, the rhythm. But even the other is a struggle for me. But I enjoyed it to the point that I got to far enough along that I recorded I don't know, 40 some different pieces, hymns and country western and old time stuff that wasn't not very hard. So now, in order to make me get the violin out again, I don't like to play unless I have somebody, an accompaniment with me. It's no fun alone. So I cut down the treble, the volume of the treble, and use just the rhythm and bass. And that's my accompaniment. And I'll play to my accompaniment.
How neat. So you still play your violin
yes.
with the accompaniment.
Yeah.
How clever. That's a good idea. Now, you love music. Does your husband love this?
No.
You enjoy hearing her play, but you didn't do it. Yeah. But your daughters, they play.
Yes, they both took piano lessons for a few years, and it got to be push to get them to practice, so I got disgusted and said, that's it. And they were happy. After they got out of college, they realized what they had missed, but not going on. So they both picked it up again on their own, and Jean in particular is quite accomplished. I don't know. She actually writes some music now. Janice, she can play a certain amount, but she hadn't had the time on the ranch to devote to it. They both love music.
That's good.
Very good. My thought is, what am I going to do with my violin? No one in the family is interested in playing, the younger ones. So I don't know what I'll do with it.
Or grandchildren?
They're just not interested. So I don't know. Hanging on the wall, I guess. Somebody's wall.
Somebody will have it. They'll keep it. It'll be a wonderful keepsake because they remember you playing.
Yeah, I have a pretty valuable violin.
Oh, do you? Uh-huh. So, yeah, that is kind of hard to think about that, to decide. Well, now, how long have you lived here?
85 years.
No, but in Le Grand.
Well, in the valley.
In the valley, okay.
In the valley, 85
years. 85 years, okay. Didn't know you were that old. You don't look it or act it. Let's see. Do you like
Was that by choice? I mean, do you like living in Grand Round Valley?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Because you had choices. When you retired, you could have gone somewhere else.
Yes.
Even though you went to Yuma in the summer, in the winter, it was still. But I understand there were other people from Union County down there.
When we first started going down, I think there were 12 couples from La Grande.
Yeah.
Of those 12, I think only one couple still goes down.
One or two.
But of that group.
Mm-hmm.
But there are others, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know about it. And there's some from the valley that go. Well, they don't go to Yuma either.
But they go south. Mm-hmm. But Yuma was fun being down there then, because it was like you took.
And it was.
Had your friends.
This is a small town when we started, and it's just boomed.
Oh, has it really?
Oh.
I've never been there, so.
Oh, it has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We made a lot of Canadian friends. They're wonderful people.
Mm-hmm. Still keep in contact with them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They had to say, the 24 years ago, 25 years ago, and the 17
People.
Mm-hmm.
17 17,000.
Oh, 17,000 when we first started going down.
Down there, okay.
Thousand. 25,000
Yeah.
People.
Maybe more than that now.
Oh my goodness. So it's really growing.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. But it was nice down there, I understand. Was it nice?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We were so surprised when we drove into the from the west, from Los Angeles area, for the first time, expecting to see nothing but desert.
Mm-hmm.
And here all this lush valley of lettuce and broccoli and cauliflower and everything, and citrus fruits and all of that. We were so surprised. And when we came, would come home with the motorhome, we would load that thing up with about 23 cases of grapefruit.
Oh my gosh.
And a couple cases of oranges,
mm-hmm.
and a couple cases of lemons. And we would just give everybody grapefruit. And it's so much better than what you buy in the store.
I understand it is. A lot more flavor to it, yes. Would you go out and pick it yourself, or if you just get it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess grapefruit aren't too hard to pick.
No,
are they?
Not very. Doesn't take very long to fill a crate.
Right. How neat. So, and you said you lived in your motorhome a few years.
We lived in it the first 4 years.
Okay.
And we bought the mobile,
two bedroom. So,
yeah.
Did your kids come down to visit you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you had kept room for company.
Several different times.
Yes.
They enjoyed it.
I bet they did.
They kind of balked at us not coming home at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet.
And the first time they came down, well, we can understand why you don't want to come home at Christmas. But it was just, wasn't in the cards to open the house up again, have the water turned on,
mm-hmm.
everything. It just wasn't in the cards when one lived in Hermiston and the other direction.
Yeah.
So
It just
wasn't a practical thing to do. Plus, you couldn't fly out of there, could you?
We did fly home one time, uh-huh. for some reason. Mm-hmm. I forgot what it was. We did. We were home one Christmas.
Oh.
Yes, we were. Well, it was when my cousin was sick. That's right. Yeah. Who came home for a month.
Mm-hmm.
But you could fly from Yuma to Phoenix and
on that way, you can go down. Yeah.
But I still would want to have gone to the house, and I mean, I needed things more mm-hmm. than you'd have with you for any length of time.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
That's right. That's right.
So it just wasn't practical.
Yeah. Did you have other relatives here, or were your, I mean, in this area when you were growing up as a kid is what I'm thinking
third
about.
I had one first cousin, okay. was home, and four or five third cousins,
oh,
five or six third cousins.
So not a lot of family around.
No.
That were.
Uh-huh. Herman?
Uh-huh.
Herman?
Buck Herman?
Is
a third cousin of
mine. Oh, okay.
And his sister and his brothers and so on.
I see.
Uh-huh. And my blood relatives are Illinois and Missouri.
Oh, I see.
That's where I was born, actually.
Uh-huh. And then your family came out here?
Yeah.
Oh, how old?
When
were you?
I was 3 months old.
3 months old.
So I was about a native.
Just about as close as you could be without being one.
Yeah.
And that was they came out here to run to have a farm. And,
yes.
Yeah.
So I was raised on a farm, and I still have hay seed in my hair.
Oh, wow.
Both of us do.
Do you? Did you raise a garden and all that, too?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's canned fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Still, the things that, you know. Yeah. Well, is there something like you'd like to add? I think I've made you talk, but I've enjoyed it so much.
Can you think of anything really interesting and different? I just studied when I was in school, and folks didn't have money that I could go back and forth from the valley to things at school, so I didn't participate in things.
You couldn't come back in and do it.
I didn't go to football games or basketball games because I just didn't have the money for it.
Mm-hmm. Just couldn't, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't, you can.
Mm-hmm. And with my being in the high school orchestra, I wasn't involved in some things that the other kids were anyway, around the sports part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really didn't miss it, I guess.
I don't think you do. How about you? Were you involved in sports and things like that when you were going to high school?
No.
No, not really.
Well, you said you were in track.
Track.
You were in track, okay.
You were a distance runner or short?
No, short runner.
Oh, what's it called?
And football.
Sprint. Okay, sprint runner.
Yeah. Football. You must have been in the backfield. Were you in the? Yeah, I was going to say. Sorry, but
not
you
really
didn't look like you were good enough to. You're a fast runner, though. Okay. But you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So.
119 pounds.
How much?
119 pounds.
You definitely were in the backfield, Risha. Oh, dear. Well, why did you come to Le Grand? Why did you come to this, or Grand Round Valley?
Well, the thirty-eight, and trucking.
Oh, you're a trucker.
Oh, well, your folks and two other couples came out to be involved with the sale yard.
Oh, okay.
And so he moved out with his folks.
Oh, I see. So they were.
No.
And you haul cattle and stuff like
that?
Oh, okay.
Hogs.
Hogs?
Horses.
Horses.
Oh, sheep. Everything. Sheep, everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 40, and railroad.
Mm-hmm. You put them on the railroad too? Send them on the railroad? Is that what you're saying? You put the animals on the railroad, or
No.
You work for the railroad? Yeah, and you went to work for the railroad when you got here, basically. Well, after you were married, right?
Yes.
Yeah, after you were married, yeah. But that's the reason my parents came here, or my folks came here, was to work on, my dad to work on the railroad. Anyway, is there anything that you can remember that you'd like to share, having this history, or people that, you know, influenced you, or anything, you know? Sounds like you've had a good life.
You get so you just accept it as everyday stuff. Yeah,
I know. I know.
I can't think of anything in particular.
That is a 60 years, and quit. 60 years,
mm-hmm.
And quit at a railroad.
You worked there that long?
No.
Okay. 60 years.
No, you didn't work 60 years.
60 years.
Oh, you were that old, I'll bet.
Oh, what old?
Did you retire? When you were 60? You retired when you were 60. Ah, so you had a nice long retirement.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the reason you could go down there for 20 some odd years. That's neat.
For our 50th anniversary, the kids were going to surprise us.
Oh.
And I didn't want them to do it because farmer, they're busy haying and so on, and they didn't really have time to get things arranged. We just didn't want them to do it. They were going to surprise. They wanted to do it, and they were going to surprise us. So we had friends visiting from Washington, I guess it was, staying with us a couple days, and daughter from the ranch came over. She wanted to get our address book to know who to send invitations to, so she sneaked it. Well, in that book was some deceased ones, and a lot of them that moved away, and we didn't know addresses, we had the wrong address, and so on and so forth. So we went to look up something while the company was there. Something came up about an address, and I went to the desk to get it, and the address book was gone. Where's the address book? And just previously, just shortly before that, he had transferred all the stuff from the bigger book. It wasn't that big, but it was getting kind of ratty, into a small one. And he swore up and down that I had put it in the burning barrel. And he went out, was sifting through, it had a spiral thing.
Yeah.
He was out there sifting through the ashes in the burning barrel, 50-gallon barrel. Because he knew I had thrown that thing in a burning barrel.
Oh, dear.
And figured the other one had been, since he made a new one, the other disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, had been destroyed. Well, it just disappeared. So, well, I finally figured out what had taken place, and suspicion what had taken place, because she had been over for no apparent reason that she had come over. And I said to him, I'll bet you that she grabbed that and is going to use those addresses. And I says, I'm not going to let her do it. Oh, let her do it. Let her do it. No, I'm not going to do that. So I called her a day or so after that. I said, well, the cat's out of the bag. She knew what I was talking about.
Well, that could have been a catastrophe.
Address. Gone.
Yes, right. You're both upset. Oh, dear. So it wasn't a surprise.
No, it wasn't a surprise. I still didn't want them to do it, but they were bound determined to do it, so they did a real lovely one. I went to church.
That's nice. That really is. And you probably enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. So, but how funny.
And that, up there, they had to do it in August because of a wedding that, when the son's wedding, it interfered there somewhere. And so, it wasn't the 4th of July, but it was even hotter, I think, on this day in August. And the church hadn't installed air conditioning yet. All they had was fans and the windows upstairs.
Oh,
50 years.
50 years, and it was hot. Oh, it was hot again.
Oh, it was the hottest day of the year.
Is that right?
Yes. Oh, it was hot. Everybody was taking their coats off.
Why did you get married in summer in August? Oh, dear.
So that's some funny.
50 years.
That's
70 years ago.
Yeah.
73 years ago.
So did you have a celebration for your 60th?
Yeah.
You did too?
No.
No, they didn't. No. Oh, okay.
I didn't want them to.
So they didn't this time. That's wonderful to have each other for 62 years. We're very lucky. So not that doesn't happen to all of us. So anyway, this has been so much fun. I enjoyed it. I hope I can write this up so you're happy with it. But it sounds like that you've had a good time. I mean, that life's been good.
Oh yeah.
You know, it hasn't been perfect, but it's been good.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful. See, a couple that's been married for 62 years, so happy, really is.
We're well satisfied up here. This is where we belong.
This is where you belong. You were glad to move up here. Well, not glad to, but ready to.
If everything was all right for both of us, well, we'd rather be in our own home, of course.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh.
But everything isn't all right.
No.
So.
How long have you been here then?
It was a year in March.
A year.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So where did you live? You said down on Washington?
1901, yes.
1901 on Washington?
And 12th Street.
Oh,
right, where 12th intersects.
Okay, yeah, where we come down. Right, uh-huh. So I go by there every day. Right.
So it's that stucco house.
Oh, okay. I know which one it is. Yeah, nice house. So, anyway, so.
We lived there 50 years.
Wow.
Didn't we? From 51 to 2001.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
Yeah.
In the same house, right? That's great. It really is.
And 1901 Hole.
Yeah, we moved from 1901 East Hole to 1901 Washington. Our phone number was 1901. We didn't have all these other things at that time.
Yeah.
And our license plate was 1901.
Well, for heaven's sake, that was a good number for you. Yeah. I'd say so. It's your lucky number, or a good number anyway. It's easy to remember. Well, I've really enjoyed this. I hope you have. I hope, like I say, I hope you haven't minded doing this. Let's see. I'll stop.